consumer sentiment down 22%.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Consumer sentiment is down 22% from last year, and expectation of the economy's future has dropped by 31%. Pocketbook issues like high prices and fewer job opportunities are major concerns, especially for Democrats and independents. Inflation expectations for the next 12 months have eased down to 4.5%, but more than half of Americans fear inflation to be 5% or higher, with a third expecting double-digit inflation next year, twice last year's level. Another concern among consumers is rising unemployment. More than two-thirds of respondents believe it will increase, while less than a third expect it to drop. Stanford University studies shows politics now weigh more heavily on consumer confidence. Political bias is now more pronounced than ever, distorting perception of economic and social realities. Consequently, individuals' view of the economy could differ markedly when assessed through a political lens. The gap is so vast, it's as if Americans are living in two separate economies. Democrats rated the economy's outlook at just 30 compared to 99 among Republicans and 50 among independents. A year ago, the numbers were almost reversed. Democrats scored the economy at 91, while Republicans put it at 61. Although half of the respondents anticipate an increase in their income over the next year, only 13% believe that their raise will outpace inflation. And over the last 9 months, consumers have been more negative about buying durable goods than positive. The question is, what did consumers actually do? One indicator is durable goods purchases, which provides a reliable measure of consumer confidence as it impacts the economy. There were always more people who were positive about buying durable goods than negative in this century, except during the Great Recession until the aftermath of the pandemic, when the relationship, for the most part, reversed. We did increase our purchases of durable goods this year. However, the trend has been pointing down since the beginning of the summer. One primary concern that significantly impacts consumer expenditures is feelings about their financial situation. 44% of respondents believe they are financially worse off than a year ago, while 21% say they are better off. The feeling is shared across age and education, and to different degrees, even income brackets. Both Democrats and independents also share that feeling. However, Republicans participating were positive about their financial situation. Consumer expectations regarding their financial situation remains predominantly pessimistic, with a larger portion anticipating deterioration than improvement. The continued imposition of elevated tariffs is pushing inflation higher, reducing purchasing power. As a result, economic uncertainty and rising costs may significantly slow household spending in the near future. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.